Now on Radio 3, it's time for Proms Chamber Music, live from Cadogan Hall in London. It's presented by Clemency Burton Hill.
Welcome to Cadogan Hall for the third concert in this year's Proms Chamber season, which promises to be an unusual and inventive recital from the period instrument ensemble L'Arpeggiata. They'll be exploring the phenomenon of tarantismo across the ages. Now, human fascination with the entrancing ritual dance of the tarantella, which can supposedly heal the deadly bite of the tarantula, goes right back to Greek mythology. Over the next hour, we're going to hear a programme that spans the early Baroque to the contemporary era, and I'm delighted that Christina Pluhar, the theorbo player and director of L'Arpeggiata, has agreed to tell us more about this intriguing recital. Please welcome her to the stage now. Christina, welcome to the Proms. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, why this fascination with tarantismo?
Two fascinations. It's very much about the magic of music and the healing powers of music as well, healing body and soul. So it's a really universal subject and a very funny story as well, because now we know that the tarantella is not venomous. But back then they had a whole theory. For example, they would say, there was a scientist called Athanasius Kircher in the 17th century. So he wrote that if you are like a choleric person and you get bitten by the red tarantula, you might have a symptom that makes you asleep. You know, then you need a music that wakes you up. Or if you're like a sad, quiet person and you get bitten by the red spider, you might be very agitated, so you need some quiet music to get to sleep.
So there's really music to suit all manner of tarantula bites, as it were. Now, we're going to hear lots of different repertoire today, and I know there have been some changes to the programme, presumably because you have so much repertoire to choose from, not only the traditional improvisations, but music from some much more well-known composers like Claudio Monteverdi. Now, he is not the first composer that we might think of when we think of the tarantella.
Now, this is like a present to the audience that we wanted to offer you as well, because we brought two very different singers tonight. We brought a wonderful Neapolitan singer, which I don't even know how to explain his voice. He's like a very high tenor, very beautiful voice that you will hear it. There is no word for his voice, actually. And we brought also Raquel Andueza, wonderful singer-soprano. So she will bring us more 17th century pieces, you know. Because, of course, the tarantella was very much part of 17th century music, but it's a traditional style of music. So we wanted to bring you as well some Baroque pieces from composers at the same time, you know, than the tarantella pieces of the 17th century. So I really hope you enjoy and you don't mind the changes that we made.
There's another connotation that I was reading about the tarantella, which is to do with women's liberation, whereby some women, under the pretext of having been bitten by the, as it turns out, not so deadly spider, would then use the tarantella just to unleash sort of wild emotions and freely express themselves. We're also going to be hearing and seeing some dancing today.
Yeah, some pretty wild dancing, I warn you. So she represents this, this liberation of the woman, women in. It's actually something which you could observe until the late 50s of last century. You know, the tarantella had been really very much part of the southern Italy culture. And the ethnomusicologists say that it had something to do, of course, with the poverty of the people, you know, maybe the alimentation, maybe some of the food that they were eating, you know, that could provoke some kind of depression, maybe, you know. Today you could call it maybe depression. Of course, the living conditions were difficult for the women, you know. Sometimes they had 10 children or more, you know. So actually, yes, the tarantella was also, you know, a way for them, because they would dance for 3 days non-stop in a row. You know, the musicians would come to the house, they would start playing, And the very interesting thing is, you know, it's not the doctor who says you need the G minor tarantella, of course, you know. It's, the musicians would come and they would start playing a piece, you know. And if the woman that was kind of unstable, you know, would start reacting to a certain piece or the other by just moving around and starting to dance, they would knew, okay, we touched her vibration with this piece, her key, her rhythm, you know. And then they would keep playing this piece as long as it took to cure her. So sometimes she would really dance for 2-3 days nonstop, you know. So in kind of a trance, you know, as a liberation of the body and the soul, really.
Well, sadly, we only have one lunch hour with which to hear all of this. But Christina, thank you so much. Now, in today's genre-busting prom, L'Arpeggiata will be joined on stage also by dancer Anna Dago, as well as singers Raquel Andueza and Vincenzo Capizzuto, all of whom are making their debut at the prom. So let's welcome them onto the stage now for this prom's chamber recital. Thank you.
l'angelo è volato, che la caccia passata, quando l'angelo è volato, quando l'angelo è volato, caccia passata. Una voce mo ripeto, non perdere più tempo, circa essere felice, non perdere più tempo, circa essere felice, circa essere felice, non ci sta tempo. E cantano l'uccelli, cantano soltanto quando è santo il pensiero, e cantano soltanto quando è santo il pensiero, quando è santo il pensiero, canta l'uccello. A voi che come rosa, quando parlerà amore, le vespini in te parola, quando parlerà amore, le vespini in te parola, le vespini in te parola, si dice amore. A vita è come a morte, stanno vicino a casa, non si può non appiccicare, stanno vicino a casa, non si può non appiccicare. Non so può non appiccicare solo una cosa. E tu figlia Maria, tu non sei manca nata, già sei stato condannato. Tu non sei manca nata, già sei stato condannato, già sei stato condannato appena nata. Niente, quella che è stata creata, quella che è stata creata, non ce l'hanno mai imparata, non ce l'hanno mai imparata, chi stu creata.
Thank you. Thank you.
traditor, che il traditor giurò. Fa che ritorni il mio amor, com'ei pur fu. Non mi tormenti più, non mi tormenti, non mi tormenti. Non mi tormenti più, no. Orgoglioso sta che sì, se il fugo ancor, ancor mi pregherà. Ciglio a più sereno colei che il mio non è, già non rinchiude in seno amor, si bella
Thank you.
standing ovations and cheers galore here at Cadogan Hall for the period instrument group L'Arpeggiata and director Christina Pluha, whose enthralling chamber prom this afternoon has explored the sensual rituals and hypnotic healing power of the tarantella across the ages. To close as an encore there, we heard a traditional tarantella, La Pizzicarella, and before that, music from figures as varied as Claudio Monteverdi and the contemporary Italian composer Marcello Vitali, who also plays the baroque guitar with L'Arpeggiata. Also in the band today, Doran Sherwin on cornet, Sarah Ridey on baroque harp, Carmen Gagel on psalterion, David Myrell on percussion, and Boris Schmidt on double bass. And L'Arpeggiata were joined on stage by dancer Anna Dago, and that laughter you may have heard during the encore there was Anna Dago, even bringing back members of the audience at Cadogan Hall for one final dance, and singers Raquel Andueza and Vincenzo Capezzuto, all of them making an absolutely thrilling proms debut. Truly a spellbinding concert that more than pays testament to what Christina Pluha earlier referred to as the magic of music. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be here again at Cadogan Hall next Monday afternoon with more from the Chamber Proms.
And thanks to Clemency Blurton Hill and Co. at Cadogan Hall.